Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. My name is Emma Gunn Wardner. I will be your host for this short, brief episode that is coming to you during hashtag a pod a day in May. Yes, that's right. During the month of May 2019, I am publishing a daily podcast, giving a little bite-sized view into various topics that we have maybe talked about in the Facebook group or listeners have emailed me about. And I thought, well, let's just touch on them and see if it sparks a wider discussion. So please do get in touch and let me know. Details of how to get in touch with me will be shared at the end of the episode. But in this show, I'm going to be talking about fine and thinning hair and the products I've used, as well as the recommendations I'd like to share with you if you are dealing with fine or thinning hair, because by Jiminy, I know how distressing it is. A bit of history. Long-time listeners will know that I've struggled with alopecia in the past. That was during my teen years. And now I have what was described as progressed thinning when my scalp was investigated, looked at through a specialist lens at a clinic a short while ago. And it's all around my hairline. It's very much that kind of V shape from the crown all the way forward to my ears. It's slightly thinner. And it's the typical pattern of female pattern baldness. And I have, for the most part, been able to manage and improve this with strategic haircuts. I go and see Adam Reed at Percy and Reed, topical solutions and supplements. But if I don't keep on top of it, style it the right way, care for it the right way, then it doesn't take long for my hair to go limp, lifeless, and for the thinning to be noticeable. And the reason why I wanted to do a small standalone episode on this, obviously, we have talked about this on the podcast before, it's because I understand how upsetting and distressing it is. It's absolutely no fun. And it's never nice to look at yourself in the mirror and think, well, I can't go outside because I don't pass muster. I can't go out and do the things that other people do because of my hair. And I know there are other issues that make people feel like that. But I know that when you feel that your hair isn't right, it really can be debilitating. And I take that very, very seriously. Having conversations with listeners who've been in touch with about it, I know how raw it can make one feel. So let's get into the haircut. It's really important to find a stylist who understands fine hair and what you're trying to achieve. You want someone who'll tell you what's realistic to expect from your hair and won't cut it in a way that highlights the problem. And the only way you'll really find this out is by trial and error. But also, actually, just remember this is a transaction. Go and interview your hairdresser, just have a chat and say, look, I really want to have an appointment. This is my issue. If you do a haircut that makes this worse, it will really be upsetting. So could you give me an idea of what we're going to do? And then get a sense of whether you feel comfortable, because somebody taking scissors to your hair when your hair is fine thinning or causes you any kind of distress is a big, big deal. I've been in hairdressers before where I just haven't felt any confidence in the hairdresser, and they've gone to go and cut my hair and I have physically jumped out of the chair. And actually it would have been far more polite, but I was trying to be too polite and sparing too many people's feelings. It would have been far more polite to say, actually, I'm not sure we're on the same page here and I'll have to walk out of here with this haircut. I did do that once and she still got upset, but anyway. But I do think it's really worth just having a conversation and saying, look, what's realistic? What can I expect? Do you have lots of experience working with fine, thinning hair? What would you do? and see how you feel, see if you feel comfortable, because that relationship is really important. I'm not a big fan of my hair being cut with a blunt finish, even though it's a very popular cut for fine thinning hair, because the overall effect is thicker looking hair because you aren't breaking it up. But for me, the lack of movement makes it look flatter. But I see Adam Reed at Percy & Reed, who'll put a halo layer in and to add a bit of dimension, or a bit of a fringe and or a fringe. So there's something to add a little volume to and around the hairline. And obviously it's great. Yeah, you go and see Adam Reed. I do. This is the business I work in. I've had my hair cut by a lot of people. I now pretty much only go and see Adam because I just really trust that he gets it, and I've never walked out of there. In fact, when I sit in the chair, I have this wonderful experience now where I don't even ask him what he's going to do. And even as he's doing it, like last time I went and he cut an inch off and I didn't even notice. I was just having a, I just feel very comfortable with him, but that's taken years. I met Adam in 2003. It's taken a long time to get that comfortable with somebody. So anyway, chat to your stylist. Just remember, you don't have to commit to them if you don't feel like they get it and they get you, okay? The topical products. So long-time listeners will know I started using Nioxin, the shampoo, conditioner, and a scalp treatment in November 2017. And it's because I did some work with them. They held a panel and they wanted people who had suffered with fine thinning hair and alopecia to just get on a panel and talk. So it was a paid gig, so full disclosure. And actually, I'd previously shied away from using their products because I didn't want to use conditioner, which with Nioxin is a scalp cleanser, on my scalp. Because as someone with fine hair, I rarely use conditioner because it weighs my hair down and can make it look flatter and thinner. But when I, in the run-up to working with them, I thought, well, actually, this has moved on a lot. The first time I saw Nioxin was when it was launched in the UK, which would have been, I don't know, the mid-2000s. And I almost switched off because I was just like, I'm not going to use a conditioner on my scalp. Like, no way, no how. But then I saw more data. It's obviously been around a lot longer now. I saw clinicals and I thought, okay, I'm going to throw myself into this and see if it made a difference. I ditched everything else. And at the time I was using Kerastase Aura Botanica, which is a sulfate and silicone free shampoo. And I was really enjoying it. But it's over 18 months later and I still use Nioxin every time I wash my hair. In fact, the only time I don't use it is when I go to the hairdresser. But even then I might say, you haven't got any Nioxin out back, or I have been known to take my own. The clincher with the regime, I think, is the styling products that come with it. There's a Diaboost spray that sort of almost like pumps the hair up, and a hair gel that I actually find gives my hair, which is naturally very soft and silky, the kind of grip that will allow it to hold a heat style. I've genuinely been very, very happy with the results because it's worked for me, but everyone is different. Remember the episode I did a couple of days ago about don't just buy into someone saying something is the best. I have tried a lot of things. I have been disappointed. I turned my nose up at Nioxin before, but it was the consistency, I think, and using a lot from the range, not just one or two bits, that made it work for me this time around. The great news is that there are lots of specialist topical treatments available out there right now, more than ever before. So you can actually try something out for a few weeks and see how you get on. I know in the Facebook group, people have talked about brands such as Viviscal and also Kerastase. I shan't name them, but there are definitely some brands out there that have names like, oh, I don't know, that just don't, you don't really get the sense of, oh, there's scientific research that's gone into this. It very much seems cosmetic. So definitely look at the inky list. Definitely look at the back of the packaging, see what the active ingredient is. With Nioxin, it's saw palmetto. And if you just do your Googling, you can see that it has an impact. There's a testosterone blocker, I believe, in Nioxin. In fact, if you want to go and find out actually what's in Nioxin, go and watch the video I did with Nadine Baggett. I'll put the link in the show notes because that was when I really talked about in full detail the products, and she talked about why it would be working for me because she looked at the ingredients list. Yes, it's important to look at the ingredients list, but it's also important to see how your hair responds. So cut out everything else and give some things a go. Unfortunately, it is a case of trial and error. As I said, also in the Facebook group, I've seen a lot of people talk really favorably about Viviscal and also Kerastase. So there we go. The tools that I use, if you have fine, thinning, weak hair, you might be like me. I try to brush my hair as little as possible because brushing it will inevitably make some of it fall out. put it out. And so I just try to avoid it when I can. And when I do, I'm incredibly gentle. So as soon as I get out of the shower and I've towel dried my hair with an Aquis towel, which is one of those super absorbent towels, I use the Tangle Teaser Fine and Fragile to brush my hair through. And then I'll use a wide tooth comb, the one that comes with the Cloud Nine Straighteners is my favorite, to when I've put like the Dia Boost and the gel in, just to comb it through my hair. I rough dry it. I literally tip my head upside down and rough dry it until it's 95% dry. And then I curl it with a GHD curve tong. The texture wand, unfortunately, doesn't give me the beachy waves that will make me look like Jessica Biel, but there we go. So I use the curve tong, so it's got the pincer thing on it. And then when it's all done, I very gently brush it through with a Color Wow Dream Smooth Professional paddle brush, which has got bristles, but then lots of sort of shorter bristles that mean that you can't really... it's very, very gentle. But basically what it does is where I've created quite curly ringlets, it then just turns them just by brushing it through. And I put the brush underneath my hair, put my hand over the top and just gently glide it through. It turns those ringlets into soft waves. And that brush through technique also has the effect of making my hair look fuller too. And every time I do it like that.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
And I pop out into the beauty world. People would be like, oh, what have you just been to have your hair done? And I'm like, no, I did it myself. Supplements. I have tried a lot of supplements over the years, and in truth, I can't say that many of them have made the kind of difference that make me go, well, okay, that's the one. But there are vitamins and minerals that can support hair. So if you're deficient in them, it's not a bad idea to top yourself up. Things like biotin are well known, vitamin B, and also I used to take sea kelp for a long time for my hair. The great news is that lots of brands have cottoned on to the fact that it's a pincer movement to sort these sorts of things out. So as much as you can have products for the outside, it's worthwhile having products to nourish from the inside, because the hair is something that's produced by the body. And because it's seen as non-essential, if you are going through periods of stress, if you're deficient, it will be the last thing to get your body's reserve. So if you are under any kind of stress, that's why hair can be affected. If you're not very well, that's why hair can be affected. So boosting up those levels is a really good idea, and brands have caught on to this. So Viviscal supplements are something I heard about years ago from a stylist who, I remember a hairdresser saying to me that he had flown out to, I think it was Paris for Fashion Week, and he had been working with a load of models. And he said, do you know what? I don't know honestly, there was so much fine, thin hair backstage that he made all of them start taking Viviscal, so that when he saw them 6 months later at Fashion Week again, their hair would be stronger, thicker, fuller. And he kind of took a leap and he said it really, really worked and made a difference. So the fact that these brands are packaging up all the things that you need is actually really helpful and very useful. So I started taking Viviscal again about 2 months ago, maybe nearly 3 months ago now, because I'm potentially doing some work with them down the line, full disclosure. And actually, I do think my hair is feeling stronger and bouncier. And considering it's the only change I've made, and it has come during a house move when I'd expect my hair to suffer a bit because there was a lot of upheaval, there was a bit of stress, et cetera, et cetera. I would just expect my hair to just be a bit crappy and for me to have to overstyle it for a few weeks when something like that happened. But I've been genuinely pleased with the result. It genuinely does feel stronger and bouncier. And that's, I love saying that my hair feels stronger and bouncier because for so long it was limp and lackluster. So go and look up the supplements that you think might work for you. Maybe look at your diet. Are you eating enough leafy veg? Are you doing all the things that, I mean, when Ian Salas came on the show, it was an episode we did in conjunction with Tangle Teaser. He talked about the things you should be making sure that you're consuming, all of those things. Just take a look and then see what you might need, because there are supplements out there that can make a huge difference. And then there are some other things that I think are quite good, which I saw, they're not the solution, they're not a first line of defense, but definitely something that I think is really nice are the slip silk pillowcases and scrunchies. I actually have, not that I agree with Carrie Bradshaw on anything, but I do agree with her about scrunchies. I'm not a big fan, but when I get home in the evening, I diligently do my Caroline Hirons. So it's hair up in a bun, contacts out, bra off, and then double cleanse. But when I do my bun now, instead of using a hair tie, the same hair tie that I'd use to tie my hair up to go for a run, I use the slip silk scrunchies. And actually it preserves my, when I've done my tonguing, it does preserve that bounce and doesn't kink out my hair. So it looks a bit rubbish the next day. And then the other thing I'd say, oh, and this, the slip silk pillowcase is lovely because it's so soft and smooth. There's less friction. So if your hair is weak, it's less likely to be pulled out or upset by, as it might be against cotton. So you might be like, if you've ever woken up, looked down at the pillowcase and seen a lot of hair, you'll know that's a pretty horrible thing to see. But the silk pillowcases just essentially, it's a much softer experience, but also I quite like cold pillowcases and they're just colder. And then the other thing is, be really gentle with how you lather up your hair in the shower. Again, not a first line of defense, but I've definitely been at the backwash before in hairdressers and I've gone for a blow dry and I thought, oh God, how do I tell them that they're causing mild trauma? Because they're really wanting to lather up, but they're being so rough. You really, really don't have to be rough when you're washing your hair. You can be really, really gentle. You can even use the palms of your hands and not the fingers just to get up a lather. And I tend to, rather than spend a lot of time lathering, I get it sort of bubbling a bit and then I'll sort of leave it on for a minute and I figure, well, it's on there. It'll do what it's supposed to do. And I have to, it does, you know, the rubbing motion, the lathering isn't the, me massaging all in doesn't make a huge difference, I don't think. I want my scalp to be clean, but I don't want it to be assaulted, which, it's very easy to be quite rough with your hair. It's like when you brush your teeth and you want to lather it up, but that's not the most helpful thing for your gums. It's the same principle when you're washing your hair. Just be really gentle, really slow when you're lathering. You get the same result and maybe you won't disrupt any hairs from their follicle. So those are my tips for thinning hair. Please do join the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. You do have to answer 2 questions. I'm so sorry. I am declining you if you're not answering those 2 questions. You just got to make sure everyone's in there for the right reasons. Sorry, there's been some naughtiness. And tell me the products that you're using. Tell me the things that you've found that have really worked. Are there any alternative therapies that you've found to be really useful? Any natural remedies or any brands that you found made a huge, huge difference? Click the link in the show notes, join that group and let other listeners know, because I know it's something we discuss in great detail. You may want to speak to me. Why don't you email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com? I'd love to hear from you. And you can also DM me on social media where I'm at Emma Guns on Instagram and Twitter. And it is truly the best part of my day when I hear from you, my most excellent listeners. I do hope that has been useful. I do hope that there's something helpful within the different topical solutions, supplements, and the sort of little hacks you can do. But do let me know, get in touch. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.